Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The disciples said to Jesus, "Now you are talking plainly, not in any figure of speech. Now we realize that you know everything and that you do not need to have anyone question you. Because of this, we believe that you came from God." But Jesus answered them, "Do you believe now? Behold, the hour is coming and has arrived when each of you will be scattered to his own home and will leave me alone. But I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have told you this that you might have peace in me. In the world you will have trouble, but take courage. I have conquered the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. When we lose a loved one, whether it's to war or to the line of duty or to violence or even an illness or accident, whatever the cause, immediately we begin to feel their absence, this loss. Everywhere we turn, everywhere we look, we want so badly to see them again, to look upon their face, to see their smile, to hear their laugh. And the longer we go, the more we miss this person, and the more acutely we feel this loss. But Jesus Christ in today's gospel gives us the key to moving beyond that feeling of loneliness. And it's simply this: to remember that the Father is with us. It's impossible to truly be alone, even if we might feel lonely, when we have the Father, when we have the Son, when we have the Holy Spirit. We turn to him, just as Jesus did, when we are in pain, when we are suffering, when we are lonely. We turn to the source of peace itself, our Creator, the Father who has lovingly and beautifully created us, who sees us in our sorrow, who hears our prayers and answers them with, "My daughter, my son, I am with you always." And so I leave you with the end of today's gospel. I am not alone because the Father is with me. I have told you this so that you might have peace in me. In the world you will have trouble, but take courage. I have conquered the world.